Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office arrested and booked a man who was listed on Southern Humboldt's most wanted list following a brief foot pursuit in Shelter Cove on Tuesday afternoon. Around noon, deputies responded to Knob Hill Court in Shelter Cove after a theft was committed in the area, and deputies contacted 27-year-old Aaron Ashley Arlotta. Arlotta fled on foot as soon as he saw deputies arrive on scene, and he was apprehended shortly afterwards. Arlotta was booked on a fresh charge for the theft committed, in addition to three previous warrants. This afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office posted photos on the county website, asking for the public's help in identifying multiple people possibly connected to an assault in Garberville. The assault occurred last Thursday, and to view the photos, you can visit the Sheriff's Office section of the county website. 206. That's the number of firearms that have been reported as stolen in Eureka since 2014, according to a press release issued by the Eureka Police Department this afternoon. The department's Project Safe program, which is a collaboration between EPD and community groups, aims to reduce that number by increasing the safety of city neighborhoods and decreasing the number of unsecured firearms. Project Safe will hold a two-day gun security expo at the Bayshore Mall on March 18th and 19th to continue that effort, and it will include numerous booths and displays from the associated community groups. At the end of the month, the program will also hold a gun buyback program, where residents can voluntarily turn in firearms in exchange for prepaid gift cards. Officials with the Redwood Memorial Foundation opened the application period for its annual scholarships today. Every year, the foundation awards scholarships to Redwood Memorial Hospital employees, as well as high school seniors or residents in the Eel River Valley, Van Dusen River Valley, and the Southern Humboldt area, who are pursuing careers in the medical field. The deadline to turn in the application is March 31st, and for more information on how to apply, you can contact officials with the Redwood Memorial Foundation. Road crews continue to work on Highway 299 at Big French Creek in the hopes that the road can be reopened with no restrictions as soon as possible. The recent break in the weather conditions have sped up the process as crews remove slide material. However, daily temporary road openings remain in effect. The road will be open to local traffic daily from 5:30 to 7:30 in the morning and from 4:30 to 6:30 in the afternoon, and overnight from 6:30 to 5:30 in the morning, with expected one-hour delays. In Humboldt County, road crews will be placing hot mix on Alder Point Road from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, and motorists should expect short delays. Shively Road, Dyerville Loop, Fort Seward, and Eel Rock Roads remain limited to one-lane controlled traffic. Hidden Court, Salmon Creek, Mosswood Lane, Bimbo, and Kings Peak remain closed as well. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news from Humboldt State University.
For the last decade, Humboldt State University has been recognized as a top feeder program for the Peace Corps, and this year is no different. Currently, there are 33 HSU graduates and alumni serving in the Peace Corps, and since the program began in 1961, more than 800 HSU alum have participated. HSU is currently ranked fifth on the listing of Corps members for medium-sized universities and colleges.
Thank you, Dan. Today, Penn Air reduced the number of flights that fly into and out of the Arcata-Eureka Airport from 3 per day to 2 per day. The announcement came yesterday as officials cited the nationwide shortage of qualified pilots as the key reason for the schedule change. Officials also said that the new daily flights will allow for better coordination with the existing crew rotation. The new schedule has seen the 7 o'clock flight dropped, and the two remaining flights will leave Arcata at 11:05 a.m. and 5:10 p.m. daily, with return flights coming in at 10:35 a.m. and 4:40 p.m. The Crescent City Airport schedule will be unaffected and will still see two flights per day. New rates for PG&E customers went into effect today as the utility dropped one of three tiers of rate pricing. The highest household ratepayers who pay as much as 40 cents per kilowatt hour will see that rate drop to the current second highest tier and pay 27 cents per kilowatt hour. Those who pay at the lowest rate at 18 cents per hour will see a rise to just under 20 cents. There will still be penalties if residents use electricity at four times the base rate in their area. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.